This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is like what is that? Who's try that again, Doug?
Words are hard.
I was thinking about guess who's coming to dinner. That was it. It's like guess who's coming to breakfast. I'm coming over and I want blueberry pancakes. Victoria Keelan, what do you want for breakfast? Let's get our order in right now. Yeah, come on.
I'm gonna make myself too hungry. No, I had the most delicious waffle the other day. I thought of Kara because we both like waffles. But yes,
Kara, you want waffles too? Put the order in right
now. I'll take some. Sure, send them over.
Okay, so that's it. Kara, Victoria, Doug all want something special for breakfast. Jennifer's not here today. Back on the morrow, it would seem. So Victoria, what do we have that you'd like to? My antennas, the tinfoil is up, and I want to know what direction my tinfoil should be headed.
Well, point it towards the sky, because we're going to talk about some airplane stuff. And, of course, the two U.S. airlines, American and Southwest, who are flying these 737 MAX 8s, they have both issued sort of interesting statements. American Airlines has 24 of these new 737 MAX 8s. You've been on one, right? Yeah, they're terrible.
I've been on two of them now. Yeah.
So they issued a statement saying that they're continuing to collaborate with the FAA and other authorities, but they have full confidence in the aircraft. Now, Southwest took a harder stance. They have 34 of these 737 MAX 8s in their fleet. They say they're not changing anything. They're not grounding anything in the fleet. They say that they believe that they have full confidence in the safety of their entire fleet. Southwest has a lot of delays recently because they don't have enough mechanics, and they have planes that are just not being serviced on time and all kinds of stuff. But it is interesting that both of those airlines have said we're not making any real changes until we know more.
Think of how it would look for bookings. They're doing this is a PR stunt for both of them. PR for both Southwest and American has been very bad lately, and deservedly so. American has one issue after another with flight attendants doing stupid things. The El Paso to Dallas thing last week with a woman that had a rash is the latest in how they look stupid. And Southwest isn't much better when it comes to... there's always an issue with fat people on Southwest for whatever the reason. You're too fat, get off the plane, you know, that kind of stuff.
And meanwhile, what's his name? The director, Kevin Smith. Didn't he have a problem with being kicked off of a Southwest plane, too? And it went viral, and it looked horrible for the airline because he's got a huge social media following.
Yeah. Well, see, but the thing is they're almost immune from negative publicity because the government has allowed them to consolidate upon, so there's no real competition anymore. If you go online, which I did because I have to fly next, I don't know, 2 weeks from now from L.A. to Salt Lake City. So I don't use that route very often, and I normally fly American just because it's easier for me to get an upgrade. I have so many miles, so that's what I don't like them, but I take them. I will tell you, the experience I had last night was the best I'd had in a long time. And you know what? All the difference in the world comes from the attitude of the flight attendants. They were both pleasant, fun, polite, not overly done. They just were nice, and they paid attention, and you know, I don't really want to get bothered. I want to get on the plane, give me a drink, give me the hot towel so I can clean my ears, and then, you know, leave me alone. Give me something to drink, and I'm all set. I'm a happy camper. And so bring you dinner, you have that. But it was the way it was done. It wasn't over. It was refreshing, frankly. And isn't that an awful statement for somebody who spends as much money flying back and forth as I do, much time in airlines and airplanes, that it isn't really much of fun? And all the people that I know of who fly a lot say the same thing. It's like a bus in the air. And it used to be so special, but so many people know, they sucker you in. They did that by making flights cheap in the late 60s and 70s. And then when the fuel crunch came around in the 70s, they went nuts with the prices and people stopped flying. And now they want to bring them back in again. But they have on up, you know, two or three after the shutdown in 2008 or the slowdown. Things weren't great. American was the last of all the big airlines to go bankrupt. Southwest has never gone bankrupt, at least not yet. There's only Southwest and Delta and United, basically, although JetBlue has come on strong. And the reason they have is because they offer good service. They go to places that people want to go, and they don't crazy overcharge you. But if you look on the websites for American, Southwest, United and Delta are going in the same place. The prices are all within 2 cents of the same. There's no competition anymore. It's all, you charge the same thing. So the only way they have of sucking you in, it seems to me, is the difference in how they serve you. And there really isn't much different. I had a friend of mine take a Delta flight from Cincinnati to Los Angeles for the event that we had last week. And he hadn't taken, he normally flies private jets, but he took the Delta. He said, wow, I haven't been on a Delta plane for 7 years, and this was awful. And that's what it is. It's just, it's cattle car stuff. So the reason I'm bringing that up is because in terms of Southwest or American, they got to give you the confidence of staying on the plane. I said to the pilot, I was on an A321 last night. I said to the pilot, I looked at him. And he says, I'm glad this isn't a MAX. And he looked at me, sort of cracked a smile. He says, well, I haven't flown a 737 for a long time. Because when they introduced the 321s, a lot of those pilots went over to the 321s or to the, you know, when they put the airlines, all of them together, American and U.S. Air and whatever else is in there, It was the original airline that came out of Phoenix. It was the one that started all
Frontier?
Of this. No, it was...
That's my only guess.
All right, so anyhow, I don't want to belabor this point. The point that I'm trying to make is that they cannot afford, with the commitment they've made, Americans has ordered 100 of these things, and they'll be supplied over the next 4 years. Southwest has ordered 140 of them, and they'll be supplied to them over the next 5 years. And they've sold over 2,000, I don't know, saw a number yesterday, 2,400 and something of these planes are on order already because they are cheap to operate and you can cram more people into them, and that's what they all want to do. They don't give a damn whether you're comfortable or not. Just pay them, sit down, and shut up. That's it. End of story. Meanwhile, back to this crash that occurred over the weekend. The investigation hasn't come over there because they haven't found the data recorder yet, right? I think they did find that
Monday. Right. Yep.
Yeah. So they'll figure it out and they'll have something to say about it. But in terms of having a great time on a plane, I'm going to check. And I don't know whether I said it yesterday. I wasn't going to fly on any of these eights. I don't want to fly on them because they're a piece of crap. In terms of being comfortable, passenger comfort.
And this is a question that I've seen popping up around all over news sites and stuff. So when you're booking a flight now, how do you know when it tells you what the aircraft is? You'll see 737-800.
You'll see 738. Is the designation. 738 is a 737-800. They will not tell you whether it's a MAX or not. They also have a new version called
the
NEO.
So not all the 800s are the MAXs?
No, not by a long shot. There are lots of...
It's very difficult to really tell. Yeah,
you won't tell. Until you get on the plane, you try to sit down and get comfortable. Then you'll tell. So that's that story. It's 15 past the hour. More stories right around the corner here on the DJV program. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 31619, the associate for details.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is the DJV program. Remember the song, In the Year 2525, If Man Is Still Alive? Either of you know that song? A lot of people just don't remember.
No, but if they're only talking about the year 2025, it sounds like that was probably in the 60s. People thought we'd have
Zager
flying cars.
And Evans. Zager and Evans were the two guys who sang, In the Year 2525. Well, let's only move ahead to the year 2020, shall we? Milwaukee has been chosen to host the DNC's convention in 2020, next year already. Already. 2020, next year? National Committee Chairman Tom Perez made the announcement saying the Democratic Party is the party of working people. Yeah, okay. Right. No. I'm not going to get sold on that one. But anyway, the contenders will be there. I just think it's interesting they chose Milwaukee, which is a wonderful city if you've never been there. And I think the Republicans will be in, are going to be in Charlotte, right? If not mistaken, for their convention. Also, for the year 2020, the Trump administration unveiling its budget, $4.75 trillion, of which almost a trillion is borrowed. It ought to be dead on arrival. It's the first. Well, I don't know. He did one. This would be his third, though, actually. First one since the Democrats took over. They'll cut it up, chop it up, mess it up, move it around. The White House proposing a 5% budget cut for most federal agencies, with the exception of defense, which is, if there's a 5% cut that ought to be done, it should be 10% at the Defense Department, because there's so much waste and fraud and corruption there. My God. Awful. And why do we, this is tax time, why do we take it? I ask the same question all the time. Why do we take this? Why do we sit down? You get snowed because so many of you think, oh, yeah, we got to have defense. Yeah, we do. We don't need to waste $300 billion, which is what happens according to the government's own accounting office. Please. 21 half the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. It tastes paradise. Put up a parking lot.
I don't love that.
Now, calm down.
Where's
you,
Miles?
Please?
Stop, please.
Stop, please. Well, I went to school with Miles yesterday. I should tell you that story after a while. Joni Mitchell is in the musical focus. We have every hour the pleasure of listening to a couple, three or four artists as we have time. Music news. A focus on Joni Mitchell's private gift of art and lyrics sent to friends. Soon going to be a book, a private gift from Joni Mitchell. It's going to be in book form, in bookstores this fall, called Morning Glory on the Vine, Early Songs and Drawings. Comes out October 22nd. So, just in time for, if you're a Mitchell fan, for a nice Christmas book collection. Is it one of those coffee table books, do you know, Victoria?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of Mitchell material from the 70s that she sent out to friends. There were only 100 copies first time around. The release this year will include a new introduction by Joni and some more paintings not included in the original edition. This woman was pretty much a space cadet, and once she got around Mick Jagger, she really got hooked on drugs, and it affected a lot of her life. And if you look at some of the pictures that I remember seeing, I haven't seen this book, but I've seen her pictures. They are bizarre, man.
I thought she did like watercolors and stuff.
Designs is kind of bizarre. You know, looking at the story in the picture. I guess that's it, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she is publishing a signed limited edition of Morning Glory on the Vine. Mitchell turned 75 last year. Had a big birthday party, didn't she? Don't I remember?
There was a big concert. She wasn't there.
Yeah.
She's not very well right now,
but there
was a big concert.
Yeah.
I think it's going to air on TV, actually.
Yeah. Did anybody watch the Gladys Knight thing on Sunday? I didn't
Aretha?
Watch it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, Aretha.
You must have been in the bathroom during John Legend, because he was my favorite part of the whole thing.
I may have. I don't. He didn't even register with
me. He sang a cover of Aretha's cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It was phenomenal.
Well, remember, there were so many people standing around me blocking my view. That was one of my beefs with the whole thing. There were people wandering around me for... Sometimes I couldn't see anything on the stage for 3 or 4 minutes, but I don't remember that section of it. What did you like best about it? What performance did you like?
Well, he was my favorite. I thought that... who else? I thought Celine Dion was good. I thought Kelly Clarkson was good. I didn't know the song Kelly sang, but that was a good song. Jennifer Hudson opened the show with three songs. She was phenomenal. She
was
incredible.
What do you think of Tyler Perry as a host?
I thought he was sweet. I thought he was nice.
Yeah. Okay.
The rest of it, Alessia Cara, she does not belong there. Chloe and Halle, I'm about done with them because they're just so off-key, and they just scream, and I don't know.
So you thought I was right about all of that stuff.
Well, about the newer people, but...
Yeah.
But
all right, let's keep moving.
Overall, was okay.
Yeah. All right, so there's our attention to Joni Mitchell section. Now let's pay attention to the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. Got a new lineup. Pair of stellar songwriters and blues icon will be the latest artist added to the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame ceremony set for next October. Four-time Grammy winner Lyle Lovett, who has more experiences on this music series than anybody else except Willie, will be honored alongside Sean Colvin and Buddy Guy, who both made their Austin City Limits debuts in 1991. And as in past years, the ceremony takes place at the live Moody Theater in downtown Austin, where they have all their shows. Host performers, presenters, additional guests announced later on when you get closer to the event. Musical highlights and inductions from the ceremony be on PBS. I count being asked to perform on Austin City Limits as a major milestone in my career, says Sean Colvin, who will soon release an acoustic version of her debut LP, Steady On. This is a good song.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She says on one hand that the president is unfit to hold the job. However, the top Democrat in the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, says she doesn't want to see President Trump impeached. She says it would be counterproductive. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York reacted to the House Speaker's remarks.
I want to look at the Mueller report before I make a decision about whether I believe he should or should not be impeached.
The U.S. now withdrawing all American personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the decision comes as the situation in that South American nation continues to deteriorate. U.S. relations with Venezuela have been difficult since January when the Trump administration recognized
recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president rather than Nicolas Maduro. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome to the reality of the real world here on the DJV program. I'm happy to be Doug Steffen. Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. And
I'm happy that you're happy that you're Doug Steffen.
Victoria Keelan is happy to be Victoria Keelan. That's a good thing. Kara Shillen, I know, is happy to be Kara Shillen. So welcome into, as a matter of fact, there's some cute things, Facebook postings that I put up of some of the events of this past week. On Facebook.com/DJV show is a picture also of Kara as a Daisy Scout, which is on Facebook. You want to see a cute young, just very cute young lady. You can see Kara in all her finery. Facebook.com/DJV show. The podcasts continue as we love to put you in touch with some of the great things, the great moments of the DJV show. Check them out every day. DJVshow.com. These things are always tough. The daughter of George Foreman, her name was Frida. She committed suicide at the age of 42. That's George so Foreman is 70. And he...
Is he? I thought he was like 80 or 80-something.
No, I thought he was up there. He'd been beaten up a lot. I thought she had... At first, And I don't know whether this is just me, but I was under the impression she was going to be like Ali's daughter. What's her name?
Layla Ali.
Became a boxer. Layla Ali, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That this young lady was going to try to follow in her father's footsteps. I think she did begin boxing professionally, and then she didn't last very long. Anyway, he posted on Sunday, George Foreman did, this first Sunday in 42 years without my Frida. She's with her maker now. And so, there's all kinds of pictures that he posted and things. It just, what it is a sobering reminder of how fragile life is. Even if you're having a wonderful life, there are still things about it. I mean, look at Luke Perry. He was here today and gone tomorrow, that kind of stuff. And the more often these things happen, the more you think to yourself, okay, what is there that separates me from that? What's the reality? And if you're not taking advantage and doing the best you can every day and enjoying yourself to the fullest extent that you can, having a good job and liking it, having good family and loving them, having great friends and understanding them and they understand you, that's it. A couple of extra bucks maybe to spend here and there. Not everybody has that. I think we are not necessarily, I've been talking a lot lately and thinking a lot about the Pledge of Allegiance, where the part at the end was liberty and justice for all, which we don't have. We are much less free. I feel much less free than I did when I was younger. I really do. I feel like I'm
in what way, though?
Sometimes there's too much regulation, too much oversight, too much you can't do this, you can't do that. The government says this, and what? It's interesting you ask it that way, Victoria, because when I was on the plane yesterday, I was thinking about you and Kara, and how your life is. You've come to accept a lot of things, as I did. I thought back to when I was a kid, and what my father said about life, and how, you know, the country is going to hell. Most generations think that everything is crap and it's going down the chute. And it turns out to not be that way. Although it seems to me we get further and further, just little bits and pieces at a time, to that end. And I guess the example I would use is the farming community, because you know that not only do I have a radio program and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, you can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's all about food, farms, family, that sort of thing. And there are the numbers are dwindling every day. Because you and I were just talking about this off the air. You know, as much as we have a lot of people who listen to this program who are probably big Trump supporters, it's not adding up for me. It isn't because of the farm issue. The rest of the stuff, I mean, the wall and all that other, been spending money. I guess spending money on defense is something that sticks in my craw because of the waste and the fraud and the abuse. And it's just people blindly say, yes, we've got to protect ourselves from the boogeyman. We can really do a great job protecting ourselves from the boogeyman, spending about a third less money if we get a handle, if there's really good management. If Trump and his predecessor Obama and his predecessor Bush, I mean, that's really when the modern makeup, when Clinton was in, it was a modicum of, and Reagan as well. Reagan said, we have to make our defense stronger. Yeah. But did he spend tons more money? He proposed, but the Republicans in Congress didn't give him the money. Excuse me. Anyway, the point is that we have just all of this stuff around us. And we're so confronted with the day-to-day cycles of news and information, we are losing sight of where our food comes from. And family values have been lost, a lot of it because of big government. You asked me that question, what is different? What's different is that there are people who are saying no to lots of things just because they can, not because it makes any sense. And in terms of the farmer, I belong to the National Farmers Union, and also the American Farm Bureau Association, and both of them had scathing, when they looked at the budget proposals that came out this week from the Trump administration, they both had scathing comments about it, because once again, the farmers come out of the short end of the scoop. Where in the hell do you think our food's going to come from? You want to eat Monsanto stuff? Because that's where it's going. It's going in that direction, and it's going a lot faster than you think. Drive through New York State. Drive across the country. Now, one of the things that's going to change that is the focus on hemp and what it's doing, what it can do for our, not only our country, but around the world. To
that may be
medical.
A way for farmers who are losing
is.
Their dairy right. farmers
but
and losing,
yeah.
you know.
I had a meeting last week with the people in the state, and they are so messed up. They're so confused. They don't have any leadership. The federal
it's
government,
so
okay,
new.
So we find... We signed. No, it isn't new. Hemp and marijuana.
It's new in your state. I mean, it's new to them in your state. They don't know how to deal with it. I don't know why they're not bringing in experts from other states that have been growing.
That's the question. They don't want to. They want to continue to keep their thumb on these people instead of having them survive and be viable. There is no reason in the world there should be any regulations whatsoever on the growing of hemp because it's just like growing corn or any other commodity. And yet, because there's no leadership at the federal level on this, because Trump and his people don't give a damn about farmers. They really don't. And if you look at both of the major national farm organizations, we have lots of people listening to this program who are farmers. I have lots of coverage in the rural areas in this country through the Midwest, the Mid-South. And you all know as well as I do. You can say, oh, well, we got to stick with Trump. If you want to go down with the ship, I just hope somebody comes up with a viable candidate, because whether it's local, regional, national, my values are basic family farm values. I grew up on the farm, been around cows all my life. I have a farm now. I'm trying to make it viable. And in the face of government, just increasing government involvement, interference, whatever you want to call it, you know, it started to get really bad when Obama was president, and the EPA, they had such idiots running the EPA, and we still got idiots running it. They're supposed to drain the swamp. Well, whatever part of the swamp they're draining, it isn't affecting some of these clowns. So, anyway, do I sound like I'm angry? Yeah, I do, I guess, a little. I am angry.
But
because I don't want to see this part of American life go down
right.
the drain, and that's what's happening.
And,
plus,
you know,
it doesn't bode well for any of you. Food-wise,
right.
excuse me, Victoria.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you have every right to be angry. And, you know, you're in a position where you have other sources of income. But for other family farmers,
they have to get off the farm jobs.
Yep.
Truck
the
drivers.
The farms get repossessed, and then they have to come up with some other way of making a living.
Yeah, and then they get developed. So.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I've had my say. It's not a good picture. And the budget is ridiculous. It does point to the fact that these people don't know anything about agriculture. They care about helping their friends politically. The amount of money that's set aside to help, there was $634 million of aid in the last farm bill that went to people that had no right to a penny of it. Meanwhile, the family farmers that are, you know, basically drowning and got nothing, basically, a pittance. It's pathetic. It really is. And it's a wake-up call for people who want to know how, you know, think about your food source, where you get your food. Do you know where it comes from? Do you know what's in it? Those sorts of things. Good questions. 44 after the hour on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, we all know how important sleep is to your mood, your health, and of course your overall well-being. And are you getting enough quantity and quality of sleep? Well, tech may be able to help. To tell us about one product in particular, the Philips Somnio Sleep and Wake Up Light, here's sleep expert Alana McGinn.
So using something like the Philips Somnio Wake Up Light helps you fall asleep a lot easier. It has a personalized sunlight simulation. This is going to gradually decrease the light, and that's going to help you gently relax and help you fall asleep. So think of your brain as having a sleep switch. Sunset simulation is going to help turn the sleep switch off in your brain. But in the morning, we want to wake up as easy as possible, and so it mimics a natural sunlight. So it goes from like a red to an orange to a light yellow, and this is going to help allow your body to naturally wake.
More info is at usa.philips.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed. with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Positive thought of the day. It still holds true that man is most uniquely human when he turns obstacles into opportunities. Eric Hoffer said that, and I think it's very appropriate in light of the conversation we're just having. Here's the good and the bad. I tend to drum a little bit on the negative side when it comes to social media because I think there's too much of it, and I think it's damaging more often than not. I think it drives fear of crime. It drives all kinds of stuff. A lot of stats show that people are just afraid. And the fear comes from a lot of the stuff that's in social media. So here's a good... I love this one. Here's a good one. If you are on Twitter, you can find the story of this boy in Texas who boosted business at his family's donut shop. He posted a picture of his sad dad, and as a result of that, hundreds of thousands of supporters are now following this boy. His name is Billy, and his father's donut shop in Missouri City, Texas. As a matter of fact, business wasn't good, so he shared the shop's address and Instagram page. And well, you want to stir up some local publicity, he has 2 million followers now after 2 days.
Wow.
The picture went viral, and pictures of the donuts and what's in the donut shop and all of that stuff. And at the moment, I'm on his site. 1,862 people are on it right now talking about the donuts and the donut shop. The father was upset because nobody was coming to the new donut shop that he just opened it up. And now, apparently, they're getting killed with business. So that's not, they're slammed with business better. So I thought that was kind of a cool side of social media.
Way to go,
10 minutes for the hour. Go.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your health is in focus here. Let's talk about your health some more with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a Anuka chiropractor practicing in his from his bird's eye view of the city of Salt Lake, a fabulous clinic there, and he's on the ball when it comes to GAPS practicing as well, all about your gut. So he's a healer all the way around, and one of the best ways to heal yourself or to keep yourself, in my estimation, because I follow this, I have for years, taken in lots of omega-3s, and you've been doing some research on omega-3s. I think we ought to distinguish for people the difference between the omega-3s, 6, and 9, and why it is we don't need 6s and 9s.
Like, well, our diets are just full of way too many sixes.
And what are sixes? What are sixes and nines as opposed to threes?
Well, it's a fatty acid for one thing, and that's where our energy, a lot of our energy comes from in the cell or the liver or wherever else. And these are what are called essential fatty acids. They have to come in through the diet. Yeah. Most of the fatty acids that our body uses, it makes itself. But there's some can only come in through the diet, principally the omega-3 and the omega-6. Olive oil is very rich in omega-9, but it has a bunch of other phytonutrients in it besides that. But it's fish, fatty fish, flesh, and fish oil. It just is just loaded with of these omega-3s. Your body cannot make that. It has to come in through the diet. And there is a preponderance of omega-3 fats in the brain. Most of your brain is fat.
Right.
Yeah, because it's an insulator.
Fat.
Well, it's yes. Fat is an insulator. The myelin sheath that covers nerves is principally made out of fat. Some protein.
Can you take too much? Is there such a thing as too much fat, too much, well, let me clarify. Too much omega-3 for the brain, you're right. I've heard every expert that I trust say the same thing over the years. Omega-3 is the most important, and you need it to keep your brain functioning. So I take a lot. I eat a lot of fish when I can, and I take a lot of omega-3 supplements. Cod liver oil is basically that too, isn't it?
There's omega-3s in cod liver oil, but we take cod liver oil primarily for the vitamin A and D that's present.
Right.
But there is omega-3 in that. But the fact of the matter is that there, you know, I've got some patients who would not touch fish for some reason. They just didn't like it as a kid. They grew up hating fish.
Really?
And I can see it in their skin. I can see it in their hair. The preponderance of skin tags that they have all over their bodies by the time
they hit retirement age.
Stuff that starts sticking out from the skin.
Oh.
You know, they'll go into a dermatologist and have them frozen off and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I can usually tell whether someone eats a lot of fish or not just by the condition of their skin.
All right, so what else? Omega-3s are good
for the heart,
circulation,
for the brain,
the heart,
and for the heart.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other kinds of less notoriety functions inside the body, especially in the liver, in the kidneys, in the pancreas, in the ovary, that is dependent upon the presence of these fatty acids in order for not just energy, but for other kinds of biochemical processes to occur. And that's, you know, it's like amino acids. There are essential amino acids that must come in through the diet because the body won't make them. There's essential fatty acids like omega-3 that are just absolutely important to be in our diet all the time. Now, you can get omega-3s from other sources, some nuts, walnuts, raw walnuts is a good source.
Is
but
DHA,
nothing is better than fish.
DHA is part of what's in omega-3?
Yeah.
You're taking
DHA
and EPA.
DHA? Yeah, DHA and EPA.
There's the word, man. You got to get plenty of that in your system. Let me help you get omega-3s into your system. If you're wondering about fish oil or krill oil, which is better, they are both together now, thanks to our friends at Purity Products, in Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Has both the pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, all together in a pill that's half the size of the normal omega-3 pills. And if that's not enough to boost your interest, you can get a bottle of it free. Yeah, free. Free. Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Bottle free now from Purity Products. Go to 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it. You'll claim your free bottle. That line is associated with the DJV show, so you'll get the free bottle. You'll only have to pay $4.95 in shipping and handling. Put it to the test in your life. Shipping is 100% refundable if it doesn't work and you don't like it. 800-355-1493. Call them now and get the fish oil, krill oil together and Omega Krill Omega 50.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.